All right, this episode is just me today, and I'm coming at you with a big announcement, so let's just get into it. Welcome to Big Fun Content, the show that helps you stand out from everyone else in your industry by building a brand you love and creating content that's impossible to ignore. I'm your host, Deanna Seymour, a graphic designer who creates high-energy visuals and short-form videos for some of the sassiest, boldest, most rebellious online businesses out there. Are you ready to up the fun in your content? Let's get started. All right, so this episode is quite a big announcement. I mean, duh, right? The episode is literally called A Big Announcement. So I'm just going to spit it right out. This is going to be my last episode, at least for a little while, maybe forever. Who knows? I've talked about podcasting before, and the thing I absolutely love about it is meeting new people. It feels like cheating when it comes to content creation because I get to meet someone cool, and then I say, do you want to be on my podcast? And then usually they do, and then I get to have a solid hang session with them. And then it's also like this authority building, quote unquote, content. So, I mean, also my daughter thinks I'm kind of famous because I have a podcast. And I'm like, hey, spoiler alert, literally anyone can start one. But here's the question. If I love it so much, why would I stop making episodes? So here we go. Because there's a lot more to podcasting than just recording the episodes, which is obviously my favorite part. There's show notes, making graphics or reels, and promoting the episodes on social media, communicating back and forth with the guests. Obviously, you have to schedule a time to talk to the guests. We're talking about the episodes in my newsletter. Like, there's more than just recording the episode and having that initial conversation. And even though I have my VA, Emily, who's a total rock star at helping me with all those moving pieces and editing the episodes and all that stuff, it's still a lot. And even if I'm not doing any of that, I still have to pay Emily to do it, right? So it's just kind of been sitting in the back of my mind, like, is this worth it? Obviously, too, if you've listened to this podcast, you know that I also have ADHD and my excitement for things can kind of ebb and flow. So I also think it's just coming up on, I think, almost a year of me changing it from F That to Big Fun Content. And so it's sort of cyclical with me, and it's kind of making sense that it's in the back of my mind, like, does this feel like what I want to do? Also, I started hosting my pop-up networking parties too, and I kind of fell in love with those. So again, could maybe be my ADHD brain, like, out with the old, in with the new. This is my new obsession. I want to go all in on this. Could be happening. If you haven't been to one of those, you can go to popupnetworkingparties.com and sign up to get access to the Google Calendar with all the dates. The amazing thing about the pop-up parties is that I can meet lots of new people in just 1 hour. So I also choose a co-host for each party, and I'm still making those connections with those people that I meet and find interesting. It's still like a cool, I think you're cool, you're cool, I'm cool, I like you, here's the next step. Do you want to co-host a pop-up party with me? And I still am able to say, like, hey, I really like you and I want to collaborate on something. So over the past year, I've really been falling out of love with the idea that we have to make so much content. If you've been following along, you know that. There's my free audio course, Less Content, More Connection. That's where that all came from. But right now, in this very moment, even doing the podcast for me right now feels like a lot, especially since adding the pop-ups. And I can already feel that I can't keep doing both. So I'm making a choice. I'm going all in on the pop-up networking parties, which means this is my last official Big Fun Content podcast episode for the foreseeable future. So if you know me, you know that I feel totally comfortable switching things up in my business whenever I want to, hence me doing this right now. So who knows when or if I'll be back to this little mic with this Big Fun Content podcast. Or who knows, maybe when I come back, it's going to be called something different. Maybe there'll be a new cover. Maybe my bangs will be a different color. Who knows? But the best way to stay in the loop is to obviously hop on my email list. So you can go to deannaseymour.com/newsletter to do that too. And I'm sort of excited about starting to film more reels, but who knows how long that will last, to be honest. But I definitely am increasing the number of pop-up networking parties I'm hosting, and just allowing people to go back into the archives and listen to the old episodes that are right here. Like I mentioned a second ago, this podcast started as F That, Breaking the Rules of Online Business. Then I eventually turned that into a private podcast series. So I don't know, maybe not doing big fun content will open my time up to do another round of that soon. It could. If I miss out on I do want a podcast again, then I could do that. If you really want to dig into the archives, you can look at my first podcast, which was called Imperfect Party. So there's some awesome episodes over there too. Some about business, but a lot about life. And those ones I think are really good. Although I haven't listened to them in a while, so maybe I should have done that before I mentioned it to you. I actually made a playlist of some of my most popular episodes that you can check them out. It's sort of a compilation of ones that are from Imperfect Party, when this podcast was called F That, and when this podcast was called Big Fun Content. So if you go to the show notes of this episode at deannaseymour.com/podcast, you can find the link to that, or you could just DM me on Instagram or LinkedIn and ask me for the link, and I will send it to you. The other thing I want to say is that everything in business and marketing is totally an experiment. So I'm just trying something out for a while, and I feel zero pressure to hustle and pretend I'm doing fine when it feels like too much content. I mean, I would be a total hypocrite if I was sitting here telling you that you can do less content and still have a successful business, and I'm over here doing more than I think feels good for me right now. So, someone asked if it's okay to quit things you know are working. Like, not that they aren't working, but like, things are working. I think Big Fun Content is sort of working. But I honestly don't know if I'm getting clients from Big Fun Content. I don't know if this is the place that's really converting them. I think people are listening and enjoying it. I think they're probably the same people who read my emails every Thursday at 1:45, you know? So is it the podcast actually moving my bottom line? There's only one way for me to find out. Experiment. Be brave. Stop doing it for a while and check back in. I didn't record a talking reel for all of Q1 as an experiment. And my sales were down Q1. But they could have been down for a number of things. But putting down the podcast for a while and bringing them back for Q2 could maybe give me more information about that. I mean, I'm going to try it. But also, I'm recording this episode on April 22nd, and I have not recorded a reel yet for Q2. So I am just doing me, doing what I need to do. I love writing my emails. Those have been consistent for, I would guess, definitely over a year, maybe 2 years. I write an email every Thursday and I love it. I'm just experimenting over here, and I hope it gives you permission to experiment on your end too. Like, nothing is gonna make or break our businesses. And if it does, we can bring it back, right? If I put this away and then I'm like, oh my God, nothing's working, everything's falling apart, I can bring it back. That's what business and marketing is. That's why I get so mad when people just say, here's what I did. If you do it too, you'll have the same results. There are way too many variables for that to work. It's total BS. And shameless plug, it's why I created my community, Content Playhouse, because I think we all need a supportive space where you can conduct these kinds of experiments and find out what works for you. Because at the end of the day, you are the only one who has to show up in your business and marketing and make it work with your life. I don't know about you, but I'm trying to build this business to work with my life. I already had a job that didn't care about my real life, and I didn't like it. So I'm my own boss. I care about my life. I care about my job, and I want them to coexist peacefully. So I will see you for sure on Thursdays at 1:45 p.m. Eastern Time. As I said, my emails are my absolute favorite piece of content to create, so that is not going anywhere. But who knows? Maybe you'll see my face when you're scrolling on the gram, doing a little talking reel. But you will definitely also see my face at a pop-up networking party if you want to join in the fun. Remember, you can go to popupnetworkingparties.com to sign up for that, or just message me if you need anything. Okay, see you around. Thanks for listening to Big Fun Content. If you want to remain in my world and get some really fun emails in your inbox, head over to deannaseymour.com/newsletter to join my email list.